这就是天天那么能行动吧，动行那么能动这么大不？你是这个不是？爸爸对爸来送呗，就留着这些，用这些吧。这是，那。
Om Jalaksugurji, may everything transform bliss and excellence. In order to gain certainty that everything that appears in this life appears while it is empty, while it appears, it is the union of a person. In order to gain certainty that, then we should sing the verse from the Sutra of the Noble Collection. This is in the song book under the title Verses on the Samadhi of the Region.
Kansi Pumbu Ngata Jaman Raisi Chi Jaman Jindang Pumbu Jindang Mezi Nathon Toshi Tarshi Nyevri Chi Chupa Tene Chira Parashin Chuchubai Tene Khakye Chobha Yona Bepata Ne Khakye Chi Kanta Medikiri.
And if some people have the enthusiasm to do so, then we can dance in the aisle.
And also you are allowed to
dance freestyle as it's a European custom.
Yeah.
This is how they wish those cold boys.
In the King of Samadhi Sutra,
the Buddha taught all the images conjured up by the magician, the horses, elephants, and chariots in his illusions. Whatever may appear there, know that none of it is real, and it's just like that with everything there.
Chū tam je nāng dōng yēr mē bā yīn dē yō māng kīng je tā tā lāng bō xīng tā lā sō bā nā tō zē bā yīn.
All phenomena are appearance and emptiness undifferentiable, like a magician's horses, elephants, and chariots that he conjures up in his illusion.
Dī sē nāng chū tam je nāng dōng yīn mī tī ngī hī tēng bē chē tō tē nī jō mē pē tā jā nī sōng bā.
In order to give us, help us gain certainty in how it could be that things could be appearance and emptiness undifferentiable, the Buddha taught many examples.
Tē nī tōng dāng je gōm nāng gā wō hī rāb je pārū tī tsēng bē gōm nāng gā wō yō nā tē jō mā tā bē tēng tēng gōm bō.
If you like to meditate on the true nature of reality, if you like to meditate according to the Prajnaparamita Sutras, then you must also like to meditate at the Samadhi of Illusion.
Then Jumata Vitingin Jain Gomna, then Nyumon Dongan Le Torgare Mato, Dota Vitingin Jain Gomna, Nyumon Dongan Le Torgare.
If you meditate in the Samadhi of Illusion, then that is the only way to free yourself from the disturbing states of mind and clinging to true existence and suffering. The samadhi where you turn yourself into a stone is not a way to free yourself from suffering or disturbing states of mind or clinging to things as being truly existent. If you cultivate the samadhi, the stone-like samadhi, where you just sit immobile all the time in meditation, your body becomes very heavy and your mind becomes foggy and unclear.
Then the malare beloma lugzere by the tambo do tavitin in zingom, yabo do la langemazore.
Like Norepa's student, the shepherd boy, first cultivated the stone-like samadhi and he sat immobile for a whole week. Those who would like to may rise, and those who would like to may dance. And there's no difference whether you're man or woman, whether you're a new student or a young student, whether you're sick or healthy, even sick people can stand up and dance. There's no discrimination.
Yeah, Tata. Chirang yin chap.
That's right.
Chirang kan chu yin chap chu.
Just like every day.
마리 조진나니 자와 혀랍레 송베 지진네 물론 지진 주마이지 제제 총제 제진 대신 계단 대신네 대신더네 제과 송서바 최담제 健康원 수도 동어 동어 좀제 강인신어 근데 물론다 주마다 물론 지진 주마 제제 총제 예인도 健康네 바세바 송바레 健康内部背的
Next is a verse that comes from
De Lo Sui
from the text from those six collections of reasonings the text called The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's how birth and that's how living, that's how dying are thought to be. What is the reason why or how it could be that things don't exist and at the same time they appear? That how could it be that they are appearance and emptiness? It is that they are like dreams and illusions and cities of Gandharvas. And so these are examples that the Buddha taught as to how things could be able to appear at the same time, not being actually existent.
Don dambara chu tamje rangin meba jeva meba ngo meba denba meba yina teni kunzo da jeva da neba da ngakbar tome Jumsen Kayin Shena, then it don't tamba Jenga Neba Minayan. Jenga Neba Tong the wrong day, Milan, Milan, the Jama, the Jesitron Jesus, then it pays some devil.
Things do not arise in genuine reality. They don't arise, they don't abide, they don't cease. They don't have any essence. If that's how it is in genuine reality, though, why do we see things arising in relative reality, in apparent reality? The answer is there's no contradiction because things are just like appearances in dreams, like illusions, like cities of Gandharvas. Just because they appear doesn't mean they truly exist. That they do not truly exist does not prevent them.
Any hirap change, chutamje, tontamber, jeva, mabatang, kunzo, the jeva, jenga neban, tonga de, deni, danda, tonzo, ji, pisanji, machapa, yubari, tisana, deni, yapu, drop to bari. Then drop ji, pi, yomari, then drop, requit, drop, matabari.
For those who are intelligent, who can understand that things do not genuinely arise, that they do not genuinely have any essence, at the same time they appear, there are actually inconceivable number of examples of empty forms, of phenomena that appear at the same time, not having any substance, not having any essence. And whereas, on the other hand, you can't find a single example of something that truly exists, that is established as being real.
Then dendrop je pela, dotan dorje palam laso ba kuse ne yang, dotan dorje palam teda yang, then oma ba lola, dropsa tan songba rangye mebar.
Someone might put forward as examples of things that truly exist, very solid physical objects, like big stones, like diamonds. But according to the middle way, these are not proofs of true existence, these are proofs of emptiness. They are equivalent to what is to be proven, which is that they have no inherent nature.
Then it dendrup jepe, wang keva, top keva, hyuk keva, dendruku sena yang, deda yang, denba madrupa da madaba,
You could put forward as an example great power, great strength. But as an example, trying to find something that's real, that truly exists. But according to the middle way, these are impermanent. These are also lacking in any inherent nature. So they disprove the middle way's thesis. They are as lacking of inherent nature as anything else.
Tomba nyeje tse 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 kange lenda ma se te thamje lenda me drabar sa ta zomba jo songba te tenda te.
As the Gardner writes, when Ennius comes up for a debate, whatever answers might try to prove to existence, these answers are equivalent to the middle way's thesis to be proven.
Yang tomba nyeje tse 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 kange
And when emptiness is explained, whoever would try to find faults in this explanation cannot find any faults at all, because the faults are equivalent to the middle way's thesis to be proven, which means that the faults are as lacking an inherent nature as anything else. So therefore, the faults cannot prove through existence, they only prove emptiness.
These are the things that we have to do with the faults. tāpa jūlu, tāpa jūlu, nāmda ka jūlu sōmi yōre. Mā tāpa jūlu te tāndā tākpa chēmbi lō ka jūlu gōmsu tāng chēkware.
In the Vajrayana tradition, there are three stages of meditating in the yoga illusory body. First is called impure illusory body, second pure illusory body, and third perfectly pure illusory body. And the first of these, meditating on impure illusory body, is exactly the same way of meditating that one uses in the Mahayana practice of the meditation and the samadhi that is like
Tene naro penjin je dorem je dangwa da su chek du du ne Tene naro chiro ki yonzo chapare mato Tene nga lami je jute tam je la Tene chu choke nyamne yobare
The great Pandit Naropa took the Buddha's instructions on the completion stage that he gave in the tantras and coalesced them into six dharmas, and they became famous for that. But actually, we should know that the six dharmas were taught in all the tantras. They're not something different from them. They're just collected in the six dharmas.
Tema se ikhi jengkato man nega mani jube nega chu chokda sukha siddhe ne jube sukha chu chokde tene namjur mani jeyang chu chokyo.
And it's not only Naropa who has six dharmas, but also the wisdom Dakini Niguma taught six dharmas, and these are known as the Nigu Chudru, and also Sukhasiddhi taught her own six dharmas, and these are called the Sukha Chudru. And so these two wisdom Dakinis also had their own complete teachings of six dharmas.
Dene Nyingma dan Sacha dan Gelug Layan Yudhi Sola Dene Danda Chuto Yuvare.
And in the Nyingma and Sakya and Gurupa lineages as well, drawn from the Tantras, they have their own traditions of six stars.
De Jumzin Karara Sena Danda Nekab Yiyin Trapa Chepa La Tzabi Chi Yeko Vare. Dene Chaka Tanda Chiket Dawan Poatan, Chetatu Jinyangi, Dini, Tanda Pardunyami Gore, Dini Chutuzang, Gangali.
And the reason why these six dharmas are present in any tradition that is a tradition following the unsurpassable Yoga Tantra or Anuttara Yoga Tantra is that there are four states of confusion in life, and each one needs a remedy. And so these are the four root dharmas. Then you die. And at the point of death, you need to practice. That's pola. And after you die, you go into the bardo, and you need to practice there. So that's the yoga of bardo. So every tradition has to have these six dharmas, because the states of confusion, the states where you need to practice, are the same no matter what.
Tene nyejitu nyendo mula nyomjo tamarba te nekab yeyere nekab yeyen trapa choya chepe nyembo lata nzaba choye govare.
The four states of confusion are deep sleep, dreams, sexual intercourse, and the ordinary waking state. And each one of these states of confusion needs a remedy. These are the four root dharmas.
Dene nindo ke ne kap je trpa je par se pa la ho sa je nyam ni go re. Mala je trpa je par se pa la mala je na jo go re. Thamar pe ne kap je trpa je pa la ju lu je nyam ni go re. Nyom jo ke ne kap je trpa je pa la tu mi nyam ni go re. Tene kab ye yen trpa je ji je ne bo me na tene dor ji te pe lo la sanje ji ko ma thop thop ma re.
And so for the in order to purify the confusion of deep sleep, you need the remedy of the yoga of luminosity, luminous clarity. In order to purify the dreams, confusion experience in dreams, you need dream yoga. In order to purify the confusion of ordinary waking states, you need illusory body yoga. And in order to purify the confusion of sexual union, then you need the yoga of tummo, chandali. And so any tradition of anuttara yoga practice needs these four loose dharmas, because if one were missing, then this set of practices would not be a method to attain complete and perfect enlightenment. If before you die, you have successfully purified the condition of these four states, then you don't need to practice for avakara. But if you get to the point of death and you haven't purified all the confusion yet, then you practice for at the point of death and bardo after you die.
Dena marpa kajila nanda naropa ne jupe naro churu yore negama ne jupe nega churu yore soka sete ne juka soka churu sigre dene yeya nanda Nyingma, Sacha, Gelug Deso, Laya, Dene, Danda, Kanga Chatan Yogi.
In the Marpakagi lineage, descended from the teachings of the great pandits Naropa, there are what are called the Narocha group, the six dharmas of Naropa, coming from the wisdom Dakini Niguma, the Niguchu group, coming from Sukha City, Sukha Chudruk. Sukha City, six dharmas, and then from in the Sakya and Gelugpa and Nyingma lineages as well, they have their own traditions, their own lineages of six dharmas.
Dena kakhe ke naro churuk se jude kajipala mado churuk yenda le yomar samdo. Tenya nondro re.
Some people think that the six dharmas of Naropa is something unique to the Kagyu lineage, but that's wrong. All the traditions have six dharmas. And you have to know the reason why that's the case, why they all must have these six.
Tene chuduk ke nyamne la danda julu je thamar pe ne kap jen thoba ju ya te nyembo te julu je nyamne ka te mo re.
To purify the confusion of the ordinary waking states, the practice of impure illusory body is
important.
They even have to work at nighttime. And this is an even more special reason why, in this day and age, the practice of illusory body is especially important, because this particular stage, the ordinary waking stage, is very long.
Loni Chimbo Dan, Chun Jun La Soba, Dan Emil La Soba, Julie J. Pig, Tronjer Kanga Kangan Day, San Junana Yantingo.
In big cities are filled with examples of empty forms that help you do this practice. You can walk in the downtown of a big city and you see big television screens and movies on billboards and little televisions everywhere. And even if you go into a bathroom stall and close the door, they have a television there. So you can watch when you're in the bathroom.
I'm American New York, Time Crime.
Yeah.
Times Square. Oh, Times Square. Then the Tonger Kanga Longing, Tonger Tamja Longing, Timboga Kangdugundu, then the San Juan Nana Yang Longing, San Juan Nana, Chatan Tanza Yang Longing Dinido. Julie Jepe Abuya.
And in Times Square, in New York especially, then all the streets are filled with huge billboards of movie screens and moving advertisements, and every store has its own televisions. And if you're there and you want to visit the ESPN Zone restaurant, you can go to the bathroom and see that there's a television screen sitting there right when you close the door, so you can watch when you're sitting there on the toilet.
Oh, they know that.
They have that too. If you watch sports, you don't miss any plays.
Then in Tanda Lo Sinji, Disneyland, Tazola, then in Julie J. Peck, Kantando, Julie J. Peck, and Tangsan, Jekra, Chere, Chere, Jekra, Julie Go, Rin, Durabni, a chick, but Matas on Jekra, Lagando. Tang Mama, Shiva Yamatas, Tanda Kangan, Jekra, television, Jugano.
And you can also go to a place in, like Disneyland in Los Angeles, which is one big illusory body meditation. And the whole amusement park is filled with different ways you can meditate on illusory bodies. The only difference now is that they are making them more and more frightening, because that's what people like now. They like to be frightened by illusory body meditation. It
used to be that everything was very peaceful
in
lucid body
meditation, but now it's frightening
in lucid body meditation. People like to get frightened. Then I said, Jenny said, Kanin, do you have a lonely the Kango?
Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah, Universal Studios. There's a time jail, then, Kangba Jiganan, Zuda, then, Turnam and Dava, not over the end. Then Julie Jippe, actually.
And you can also go in Los Angeles and visit Universal Studios, and you can go on the Back to the Future ride, and you get in the DeLorean, and they have a big TV screen, and it feels like you're flying through space, and you fly through this dinosaur's mouth, and you fly through the dinosaur's belly through all these asteroids, and it's one of the best illusory body meditations I've ever seen.
Then Tambo Kamba Junjun and Jigan Kamba Junjun Jigan and the Dene Lajan and over the Danish Kalan Rosa Danish Kokwanana Savo de Mena Yerzab Panzu Namka Tongbare Namka Tongbani Jing Rodu Namkanan and Taka Egon to the Dinan Judo Ah Pachi Shedosa Dosan Young Tijan and Namka Tongbare Dene Tate Tabati, Kamba Jiganan Zudu, Kamba Rogomodo Yu, Kamba Mayo at the Jimson Jinan Jigala Pinkado, Kamba Rohima Pinkado, Tabate and Batti Tenda. Then Maton Jigra Hat and Chibudo. Oh, Dan Kamba de Rogoyama, this a Yu, there is some Pinkado, Tabate, Tabi Pemba, Tabate and Batti Tenda.
So the first thing that happens when they stop you in this little car, is that you go straight up, and you fly straight off into space, and right into the mouth of this dinosaur. And we flew into the mouth of this dinosaur, and I thought we were dead. I thought we were going straight down into the darkness of the dinosaur's belly. But we didn't. We were in space again. Then after that's over, you're flying, and he flies straight towards this asteroid. And again, I thought, this is it. But we flew through this tiny little hole, and out of the side again, it was space. And then I remembered, oh yeah, we're just in this little box.
Because
when you're in this box, If you focus on what appears, then it's very scary. But if you remember, you're just in this little box moving a little bit like this, then you don't become so frightened. It's the same with a view. If you can remember the view when things are happening, then that really helps you not to take it to be truly existent. Then you feel much better. Or you can go to Ocean Spa, Ocean Park in Hong Kong. And in Ocean Park in Hong Kong, they have this slide where you go way up to the top of this pillar. And they put you in this little car and it's just a free fall. And when you're doing that free fall, you don't have time to remember the view. The only thing you can do is like straight into the essence of your mind and let go of the mind. Because you don't have time to go anywhere else. Because you really do fall down. So when you're all of a sudden falling straight through the space to the ground, you don't have time to remember the view, you don't have time to do deity meditation, you don't have time to do anything except look at mind and let go of mind.
Then
I had to train for when you have all the sudden, immediately arising, frightening experiences. It's good to practice being able to do that.
Then I had to get that temple job, which on the day, Ramam Joya Mado Yenda Kayanto.
When you have this very frightening experience, and Rupert J. Frightening Mort, who said the Bible was broken. When you have this very frightening experience, then all you can do is just rest. So when you have immediate, all of a sudden, experiences of tremendous fear, a very powerful experience, then that's when the practices of Ma Mudra and Dzogchen are very important. These days in these amusement parks, even when you think you're going in to watch a nice relaxing movie, then all of a sudden they come and put a seatbelt on you and you lose your seatbelt. That's because people these days don't like peace. They like to be frightened when they go to the amusement park. They like a strong experience.
That's them on Jitajin Langaya, the two joints on Jitajin Mambula.
And it's probably because in the modern age there are so many different dangers around that people like to have that experience when they go to an amusement park too.
Then the Haja Nika Chembo, Jungna Jita Chebu to Zumudo, Nato Nandu Nandu to Sachi.
And actually, when some incredibly dangerous thing happens very fast, all of a sudden, then you don't have time to get scared, really. And it doesn't help if you do. Like one time, you're flying on a plane, and all of a sudden, the engine on the wing just exploded. And then I thought, the whole thing was going to burst into flames and we're going to go down, but it didn't happen. But anyway, I wasn't scared because there was no time to be scared and it wouldn't help to get scared anyway. So you just stay relaxed.
Then in Jigra, la tu zu go yin dong, ato tsa ji nepa li len ro re te dan da jam ni nam re ro karo na. 대체 좀 해요.
락나와요.
마마 네팔에 지금. 잠네 나도 잠깐. 록탄사. 록탄사 런도에 잠은 이 단다 네팔에 레바카서 목박 돈도다 밥토금도세. 되네 다 코라자 건도세. 되네 코라잠네 코라잠네 코라탕보자 되네 니바잠도도 되네 직작도 존도 nom dono sandro sante ne kitan de tragdo jeta la to zo gofto
fear needs time. Like once I was flying to Nepal on Lufthansa, and when they got to Kathmandu, the airport was blanketed in fog, so they couldn't land. So they had to circle the airport, and then first they circled it one time, then the other time. Then I had time, and I got scared because I thought, well, maybe the plane will run out of fuel and will crash. So
fear has time, then fear will arrive.
First time we circled, we were above the clouds and you could see the peaks of the Himalayan snow mountains, and that was very entertaining. But by the second time, it wasn't entertaining anymore.
So then
they have time to think about, well, what happens if the plane runs out of fuel? Then you have time to get scared. So for fear to arise, you need time and a reason.
Let it all
happen. But when something happens all of a sudden, then you don't have time to get scared. It's like that. And this
is,
gives us a clear reason for why it's important to remember the view. And the meditations on a illusory body are basically exercises in remembering the view, in remembering the abiding nature of reality.
Mata numa heba na ye mata bjuli tab bjuli namda bjuli somne na ne mata bjuli te tekpa chem bjuli te chekwa re te sogre.
And as I said before, the three stages of meditating on a illusory body are impure illusory body, pure illusory body, and perfectly pure illusory body. And the impure illusory body is the same as the mayana, samadhi of seeing everything to be like an illusion. So that's what we're going to practice.
And in terms
of remembering the view, then there's no difference between new students and old students. There's no difference between people who are young and people who are old, people who are sick and people who are healthy. Everybody needs to do it.
Mama jaga tujhe nani dene.
Among the 84 Mahasiddhas of India, two of them were children. And now I know the reason of how that could be. So now we're going to do this practice.
Mala Juma, Juma, Chuchin Zubra Taro Talang Kanchen Drupza Meji Nawa Tienlin Songwa Tienlin Songwa Mata Rangimi Tesu Tamche Tienlin Meji Nawa Tienlin Songwa Mata Rangimi Ba Tesu Kanka Chuchu Se Nandekendo Pere tenzik senta meki zubra taro talang khanchem so nawan deke meki nawate meki nawate jinle sonche mata rangimi jinle sonche mata rangimi mulan juma tabo denbe tong pe gonne donne deke tong
Actually, this whole verse flows together as a logical reasoning. Forms, sounds, smells, tastes, functions, forms, sounds, smells, taste, and horses, elephants, horns, and all. These are all the subjects. And what is to be proven about them is that they are appearances that have no existence, yet they appear. They are produced by conditions. They do not last, they have no solidity. That's what's to be proven about them. And what proves it is that they are like dreams and illusions. They are empty of what they seem to be. That's also part of something to be proven. What proves it is that they are all like dreams and illusions. It's called logical reasoning that's proven by means of the example.
This is the
same as this verse, which comes from the six dhammas practice text, is the same teaching as the samadhi and illusion that's taught in the Mahayana.
Yeah. Dadang kyo song. Dadang kare. Le dang sun. Ojo. Yem kutang kare. Jiran sotra.
Bye.
Sobe, now on the gun. Judge, now don't you mean the Migi the Namse? Benna Mala, you may gain, or tend our way.
But also put the logical reasoning this way: forms, sounds, smells, tastes, horses, elephants, homes, and so forth are all appearance and emptiness. Undifferentiable because they are non-existent at the same time they appear.
Like
illusions and dreams.
Be Jesus, then be don't say that. Then the Dutula Jana Zukta Taro Talang Kanjem Lasso, but now I'm talking to Jim. Then be don't they? You may yoga, then be don't they? Me, you know, sir. Tiene sonse mata bas rangi me bas ho the nawin penna juma juma to karo juma juma malai
you could also say if you put if you made what is to be proven the very last statement that they are empty of what they see.
So that's
what I'm going to say. Given form, sound, smell, taste, horses, elephants, homes, and all, they are all empty of what they seem to be because they arise from conditions, because they are permanent, because they have... no solidity, these three. They have no nature of their own. Those 3 points, they arise from conditions, that they are impermanent, that they have no solidity, prove that they are empty of any true existence, like dream appearances, like illusions.
And
this verse is exactly the same as Mahayana, illusory, the Mahayana samadhi that sees everything to be like.
Dordona julu seji de na dong yin mi ji ta wa yang ni yang de ten ba le.
In short, the practice of illusory body is remembering the view that all appearances are appearance and emptiness undifferentiable again and again.
Tene namda ge lebi le namda ge lebi le do cha namda ke da namda tumong namda som le.
It's just like when you recite the verses from the chapter on perfect purity about desires perfect purity, and anger's perfect purity. Now we'll sing the verse that we sang the day before yesterday, which goes to the same melody, every man and every woman, all of them.
Jeba Bumin, Dukkan is it, Jeba Bumin, Gemba, Yemba, Neba, Neba, Mayimba, Jeba, Kanyan Jeba Memory.
This verse is teaching us, it says, every man and every woman, old, young, sick, healthy, it doesn't matter, they're all the same.
Yeah. Now all of you are men and women, so you think
of this first.
Oh yeah. Oh, did they check what came on there? Richard
Chimo and Chimo, please come forward.
Yeah. Yeah, Tata. 찬양해요 그래.
These words of praise and blame my tongue has echoing. What is seen and heard of thinking my experiences? God is not like the mirages we see as waters to drink. Every man and every woman, all of them just like dreams. Those words of praise and blame on sounds just echoing. What is seen and heard, what thinking mind experiences. God is not like the mirages we see as water to drink.
Zerong. Sing a song. 제 인생에서